Hey guys, welcome to the Makeup Mentor Podcast. My name is Anita. I am your money mindset coach and makeup mentor. This is a podcast where we talk little about makeup and we actually talk all about the business side about being a freelance makeup artist. The beauty industry is a $500 billion industry and we're tapping into it simply just by believing that we can. So if you have the limiting belief that we can't make money in this industry, this podcast is for you. I'm not only going to tell you all the things that I've learned the hard way, but I'm also going to be bringing on the experts in the beauty industry to go over their tips, tricks, strategies, and stories so that you can take your business to the next level. Now, without further ado, let's get right to it. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the Makeup Mentor Podcast. I am super happy and grateful for a million reasons today, but one of the top reasons is for the weather. It just feels so amazing in San Diego, California, and it just reminds me of how I completely manifested living here. So I'm super grateful for that, and I want you guys to think about something that you are super grateful for right now, whether it's your car, the gas in your car, your house, whatever it is that you are grateful for. Just think of that right now and say it out loud. So today's going to be a really fun episode because I am going to be walking you through step by step of how to manifest money in your business. Long story short, I got the amazing opportunity to be a guest speaker for the IBP members. I talk about the independent beauty pros all of the time on this platform, but if you are not familiar, they are a platform where they connect independent beauty pros. So if you're a makeup artist, you're a hairstylist, you're a coach for the beauty industry, or you're starting a cosmetic, I'm telling you guys, this is a network for you. So I got to be a speaker, and the audio that you are listening today is actually from the call that we had from the IBP member. So I'm going to be walking everyone in this exercise and in this audio step by step of how to apply law of attraction and manifesting to your business when it comes to money. So I really want you guys to pay attention to the questions that they are asking. I want you to pay attention to the answers. Do not get stuck up on the numbers that are coming up. I'm telling you guys, these are some badass female entrepreneurs. So if you feel like, oh my gosh, that number is way too high for me, pick a number that feels good for you because that's what's most likely to manifest and it's just a building block. So I'm super excited for you guys to hear this episode. But if you are listening to this while you're driving, or you are doing your laundry, doing your makeup, I highly recommend for this specific episode alone that you just sit down, you grab a pen and paper, and do this work with us. It is so much fun. Last thing I want to celebrate before we get into today's episode is that the doors are officially open for the next round of the Makeup Mentor Mastermind, and I literally could not be any more excited, guys. I can't explain how much of a manifestation this is for me that I get to teach people how to use the universal laws of the universe and apply it to your business. Guys, you are your business. So if you're not familiar with the Makeup Mentor Mastermind is, it is a 6-week program where we're going to go over all things manifestation, money mindset, basics of business, booking and scheduling, marketing, as well as creating passive income in our industry, which is so important, especially during a worldwide pandemic. Guys, we are in a $500 billion industry, and I'm showing you step by step of how to tap into it. So I'm not only super excited to teach you guys all of these things, but I'm mostly excited for you guys to do this work with people who are operating as the same frequency as you. Like I said in my other episode, I know it feels like a lonely ass road, pulling away from everything that everybody else thinks that you should do and everyone thinks you're crazy. That's just such a lie, guys. When you pursue something that your higher self is telling you to do, that is where money flows the most. And that's why it's really important for me to connect you guys all in one circles. I need you guys to know that you're not supposed to be an expert in everything. You're really not. You're supposed to connect with other people who are rising up with you. Who do you know who is an expert in the things that you are not? So you're not only going to be connecting with other people who are in this group, but you are also going to be connecting with people that I'm bringing from the entrepreneurial world to teach us the things that I am not an expert in and the things that light them up. So if you're listening to this audio right now, it's for a reason and just trust it. And if you feel good when you think about the 6-week program, please take intuitive action because that is where things actually shift is when you take action on the things that feel good and go to my website at themakeupmentorpodcast.com and join the next round of the Makeup Mentor Mastermind. Woo! I'm just so freaking excited. All right, without further ado, now let's get to the episode and do this work. Again, my name is Anita Aguilar. I am the host of the Makeup Mentor podcast. I like to call myself a manifesting expert, but everybody on here is a manifesting expert too. And I'm going to show you guys how. I'm also a money mindset coach. So I specifically help makeup artists and now expanding a little bit more than just makeup, write down their money block so that you guys can maximize your results when it comes to money. So I love talking about money. If you don't like talking about money, we need to figure out why. So the things that we're going to be going over today is all about manifesting and using the law of attraction, the laws of the universe to attract money into your life. So I'm going to be very interactive with you guys. I love feeling your guys' energy, just making sure that you're involved and that you guys are really getting the most out of this hour. So first things first, I just want to thank every single person for investing time and energy into yourself. So there are people who have registered for this call. They're not here yet. Or maybe, you know, sometimes we do that. Like I do that on my own. I register for stuff and I don't always show up, but I need you guys to always realize that you are in this present moment for a reason. You know, some things pop up and all of these things, but we don't really give enough credit for ourselves when we do show up for ourselves, when you invest time and energy. I know you're sitting at your computer for God knows how long. And we really, really want to take that into consideration because the things that you are going to hear today and the work that you are doing today is for a reason. And every single person that is within this circle right now, you are supposed to be connected with them, especially with independent beauty pros. I love everything that you're doing, Lindsay, but it's really important to be connected with other people who are operating at a higher frequency. So again, commend yourself for investing time and energy to yourself because this is where it starts. Okay, so I'm going to be walking you guys through an exercise today, and it's called creating money on demand. So long story short, money is just energy. Money is just a frequency that we can tap into at any given point or time. So there's going to be, or I think we've developed this belief in our industry that we don't know how much money we're going to make. And I know I have some hairstylists here, but what are some of the cosmetic brand? You guys can feel free to go in the chat here, but just kind of tell me what industry you're in. And I just want to hand up for if you have developed the belief that we don't know how much money that we're going to make. Some weeks are good. Some seasons are good. You know, oh, in this month we'll make a lot of money, but I'm not sure about this month. An esthetician. Oh, yes. Love that.
Yeah, I would say especially after last year. I mean, I think that was probably for a lot of us last year was kind of a up and down in terms of income. So I think that was maybe definitely for me personally, I experienced that a couple of times, both behind the chair and with independent beauty pros.
Yeah, of course. Hairstylist, makeup brand.
Artist, yeah,
yes. I love talking about makeup from the business aspect because it's just a huge industry. So I got a makeup artist here, a stylist coach. Yes. Hairstylist and salon owner. Guys, this is so cool. I will send you this playlist, guys. Everyone that's listening to this afterwards, it's my favorite. It keeps me totally aligned through the whole entire pandemic. But the reason why I say this is because this belief is something that we have chosen to believe, and we get to choose what our reality is. And so I came from a long story of struggle when it came to working really, really hard because I believed that I needed to work really hard in order to make money. So I've had every single job in the whole entire book. I've had every single side hustle. And it was because that was what was demonstrated for me as a child. And so we don't have to choose to believe that one, we have to work really hard for money. And then two, that we can't make consistent income in our industry. And it doesn't matter what industry you guys are in. I need you guys to know that our industry, the beauty industry alone, is a $500 billion industry, not million, billion. And this is the only industry that quadrupled in sales over the pandemic. And the reason why I point this out is because it's just a paradigm shift. Yes, there are people struggling. Yes, there are people, you know, who are having a really, really hard time right now, whether it's financially, mentally, physically. But there's also a lot of people who are, I like to say, having this awakening, right? There's people who've made, I've seen make over 6 figures in 1 month during this pandemic because I shifted who I was surrounding myself with. And so, like I said before, you guys are in this circle for a reason. And so I just wanted you guys to remember that we were in one of the biggest industries in the whole entire world, and females, we're coming up. We're really tapping into this just because we believe that we can, okay? So money is energy. Money is just a frequency. So I'm going to pull up a chart for you guys. And
can I ask a question real quick before you move on?
Yeah.
About the quadrupled sales in our industry? What, like, for who? Everybody? Or like just the industry as a whole? We're all making more or what?
Mostly in product sales for
the manufacturers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amazing. Cool.
So product sales over the board.
Yeah. And Jesse, thank you so much for jumping in. Everybody jump in at any time. Maybe just say your name, your location and the industry that you're in for the podcast episode, just because it will be audio only. So that way, as listeners are kind of tuning in, they know who you are and how this topic is relevant to you.
So, okay, right here, I'm going to be explaining how the way that we feel about money is how it shows up for us. And so with this little demonstration here, we are also made out of energy. So when somebody walks in a room and you hear, or for some reason, we've developed this saying, you know, good vibes and bad vibes when it comes to people. That's because people are made out of energy as well. So when somebody walks in the room and they are at high vibration, they are happy, they are excited, they are full of love and enlightenment, you can feel that, right? You know, somebody is a certain status or the way that or if someone's really important and they walk in a room, you can feel that, right? Like a CEO or something like that, you know that someone's important in the room just by the way that they make you feel. But this is the exact same thing when it comes to when you are a low vibration. And what people don't tell you, and I'll be the first one to admit it, is that when you start to really do this work on yourself, you start to be in tune with your feelings, you start to be in tune with your intuition, what your gut is telling you to do, you will be able to pick up on other people's frequencies more. And the highest vibrations are easier to sense than the lower vibrations, but you can also tell when something is wrong with someone, even if they don't say anything. So if someone feels a certain way, guilt, shame, grief, somebody's sad, you can feel that. And this is the same thing with money. Money is just a frequency as well. So that's why when we make our decisions, it's really important to see where are we making our decisions out of? Because if you're making your decisions out of fear or guilt or shame, should I do this? I don't know. Oh, should I buy this? I feel really bad if I don't, right? You know, we find ourselves doing that. Or fear. I want to get it, but I'm scared. I want to do it, but I don't know if I have enough. So these are all scarcity thoughts. And when we act out of it, when we think it's one thing, but when you act out of this, you will attract that. So when you change your frequency and you start to make decisions off what you want to do, not how much money you have, right? When it comes to starting a cosmetic brand, starting your own salon, or just even making that leap of quitting your office job and going to do something that you love in general, something like that. It does not matter what industry that you are in.
All that matters is the frequency that you're operating out of. That is why I pointed this out in Lindsay's story in my podcast episode, and a lot with the other guests that are speakers on there, is that you will notice that everything magically aligns or starts to work out when you took that leap of faith. Or you did something because it felt good, even though it didn't make sense on a practical realm. So this is the same thing with money. This is why when a lot of people invest in themselves, it's not about the money. It's not about, you know, it's not about the thousands of dollars and all this stuff. It's about the energy behind it, whether it is a cosmetic brand or if it's someone you're hiring you to be their stylist. It's about the energy behind it, and whatever it is that you're putting out is what you're going to get back. And so when people work with me, I just get super clear on, are you working with me because you want to see results? Are you working with me because I'm your friend and you feel bad and you just want to support me, all those things, which is great, right? But I don't want someone to work with me just because they feel bad, right? Because you're not going to get any results for that. I want people who are going to truly know that my service, whether it is a cosmetic brand or your stylist or your opening up your new salon, right? You want people who are going to want to be there simply just because it feels good to them. So this all comes down to just knowing what your relationship with money is, right? The way that we feel about money is how it shows up for us. If we think people with money are bad people, then we're sabotaging our success. If we are joking about how broke we are, we're sabotaging our success. If we don't trust that our money is coming back to us, we're sabotaging our success. So first exercise right now is to see where your relationship with money is right now. So I'm going to have every single person, it's okay if you can exit out of this like Zoom. I think you can still be logged on, but like check your phone. So I want every single person to go to your bank statement in your phone. And I want you to look at it. And I want you to think about how it makes you feel. And then you're going to write all of the feelings that come up for you on your paper. So when you're ready, so you're going to go to your bank statement and look at the number. And I want you to think about how this makes you feel. Do you feel safe? Do you feel secure? Do you feel excited? Or do you feel scared? Do you feel like there's not enough? Do you feel like you need more? Also, tune into your body. How does your body feel? Do you feel tight? Do you feel a tenseness in your chest? That's where mine always comes up. Different parts of your body will show you where. And then when you guys are done writing down how it makes you feel, just go ahead in the comments and just write down one of the words that came up for you. Content. Ooh, blessed. Love it. Thankful. Everything I need. Yay! Secure, impatient, and proud. Yay! Awesome. Grateful, but not content with where I'm at. I love that. The more vulnerable you guys can be, like on not only with yourself, but also with other people, I think that's really important because you are not only opening yourself up to receiving with people around you, but you're also opening up yourself to receive on a higher frequency. Enough optimistic that it could be more, could be better. motivated to get to the next level, unsure, confused. Ooh, this is so exciting for me. So the thing about this exercise is that it doesn't matter how much money you have. That feeling will never change until you change it. Right? We think, oh, when we have more money, then I'll feel secure. Oh, when I have more money, then I'll feel grateful or safe or happy and excited. And what people don't realize is that we have an emotional attachment to money. When I have it, I'm happy. When I don't, I'm not. When I have it, I'm worthy. When I don't, I'm not worthy. When my business is doing good, then everything's great. But when I don't hit my numbers, then I'm not great. And so when you have that inconsistency, that's how money shows up for you, right? Because you are depending how you feel on how much money you have. And the trick is to step into the version of you that already has everything, right? Because the money's not going to change anything. And I'll be the first to tell you is that when I first hit numbers in my business, I felt numb. And you know, you see a lot of people who have a lot of money and they're depressed and they're sad and they're lonely. But why would they be like that if they have everything, right? That's because they haven't done this work. So you guys doing this work right now, you're actually quantum jumping in the process because you are feeling that way now. Therefore, you are attracting finances into your life because you are deciding to feel a certain way no matter how much money you have. So now this leads us to our next exercise. Like I said before, we're going to be talking about how to create money on demand. Money's just energy. You can tap into it at any given point or time. So have you guys ever noticed how you have money for the things that you want, like makeup or clothes or, you know, going out with friends or whatever it is for you, but for some reason, when an unexpected bill comes up, you're like, oh my gosh, I don't have the money. I don't have this and na-na-na. And the trick is to use that mentality and switch it over to adding that urgency to your business. And when it comes to, I don't know how much money I'm going to make this week, you get to choose, right? So this exercise that we're going to do is called Rent Due Mentality and kind of just breaks down how to use this technique when it comes to the law of attraction to attract money. So rent always shows up exactly when you need it by. And the exact amount, and even if you don't know how. And the reason why that happens is because you're not focused on all the ways you can't get rent, right? You're not saying, oh, well, maybe I'll pay it next time. Oh, well, maybe I'll just do it another day. And, oh, wait, which part do you want me to repeat? Sorry. You can go ahead, unmute.
So, the next step, the next system that we're working with, what was that?
So it's called creating money on demand.
Okay.
Using the rent due mentality.
Okay. That's what you said.
Yeah. So rent always shows up exactly when you need it, the exact amount, even if you don't know how. And you can use the same mentality to hit the same numbers in your business just by building your belief of your subconscious mind. So the first step that we're going to do, I want everybody to write down the words, how much. So you're going to write down the word, how much. And then I want you guys to think, if I told you right now, we're on this call, and I said, you need to give me X amount of money by the end of this week, how much money do you believe, if you really, really needed to, everything is at stake right now, do you believe that you could get by the end of this week? And again, it's different for everybody. That's why it's really important for you to do this work, right? If I told you you need X amount of money, that may come up as $100, $500, $1,000. And I want you guys to think outside of the box when it comes to this number. Like, it is, you need it by the end of this week, whether you have to make it in your business or you are borrowing it or you have to get a loan or you have to sell something, whatever it is, how much do you think that you could come up with in 1 week if you really, really had to? And this is without touching any of the finances that you have right now. No extra income. Your paycheck does not count. Whatever it is, number that comes up for you. And when you guys have that number, just go ahead and write it down next to how much. And then you're going to type in the box how much came up for you. $5,000. And again, you guys, right? What feels good for you? If a number came up for you and you're like, no, maybe not that much. Well, maybe not this number. Do the first number that comes up for you. It's all about trusting your intuition, trusting your gut. Whatever comes up first is the answer that you want to go with. Yeah, $1,000, $20,000. Everything's on the line. Let's add this urgency. $3,000, $600, $10,000. Yes. Yay. Okay, I want you guys to really just take into consideration is that you came up with this number, right? And a lot of times people tell me, oh, I don't know how, or I don't know the answer. I don't know these things. I'm like, you're just not asking yourself the right question, right? And it's not about the number. It's about your manifesting right now. It has absolutely nothing to do with the number. It's about the process of doing this work, right? Because a lot of people go into hustle, grind, that masculine energy. Let's get to work. You know, everything's shut down. We need to make money. But how much money do we need to make, right? It starts there. And you guys are going to do the work on what feels good for you, what is possible for you. And then once you hit that $10,000, once you hit that $1,000, that $600, that $5,000, then you have this as proof for your subconscious mind that you can do that again. So, step two, you guys are all going to write why you need this money. What's $10,000 going to do for you? What's $1,000 going to do? What's $5,000 going to do? What's $600 going to do for you? What's it going to pay? Is it going to pay a bill? Is it going to help you put down a deposit for a new salon? Is it going to help you reinvest more products into your kit? Is it going to help you get more inventory? Is it going to help you hire a coach? Every single thing of why this money is going to help. Because money likes to be shown where to go. Same thing with rent. Rent always shows up because your ass is getting kicked out if you don't pay it. That's an urgency. And then when you guys have your reasons why, just go ahead and write one in the box. Lindsay, I'm in the same boat. Hire sales and marketing. Pay for a coach and business services. Yes. The $10,000 would hire me a virtual assistant for my online business and purchase a new studio equipment. Security and retreat deposit. Oh my gosh, retreat. Oh yeah, Sophia. Okay. Continuing ed classes. Yes. Start a new training. LLC certificate or LCS certification. Sorry. Advertising for brand. Ooh, yay. This sounds so fun, guys. All of your reasons are just lighting me up. And if it's lighting you up, if those are the reasons why you want this money, guys, it makes you excited. Again, think back to that chart. That chart is all about frequencies. The things that light you up the most are more likely to manifest. So if it makes you feel good, it's in alignment for you. Advertising for brand. Well, I love talking about this because, again, a lot of times that we think when we have the money, then we'll hire a coach. When we have the money, then we'll hire a sales team. When we have the money, then we'll get the security deposit for the retreat. Mm-mm. The money's not going to change anything. So what you realize is that sometimes when you have the money, you still have these beliefs that, oh, even though I got an extra $10K, I should maybe save it. Even though I got an extra $600, I should probably save it. Or maybe I should pay this bill instead. That is why that money manifested. And when we continue to not take action on the things that are lighting up us up based out of fear or stress or anxiety, you're just going to keep going in that cycle over and over again. Okay, so step three, I want you guys to write when. I know I said by the end of this week, but you guys have your number. What day do you truly believe that you can manifest this number by? So you can put it for a week, like by Saturday or by next Monday, or you could put it by Friday or by Saturday, whatever. When I said a week from now, whatever came up for you, I want you guys to write that day. Ooh, yeah, day and time. Yes, girl. And again, it's just really important to write this down because your subconscious mind is registering this when it sees it in your own handwriting. Monday at 333. Oh, yes. So it's just really important for you guys to see this in your own handwriting. You can lose this piece of paper and not see it ever again, but it's programmed in your mind because you've seen it in your own handwriting. All right. And the reason why we write the date is because now we're adding urgency. If I lent you $1,000 and I was like, oh, hey, girl, it's totally fine. Just pay me back whenever. It's totally fine. You're probably going to pay me back whenever. But if I said, yeah, you can borrow $1,000. I just need it back by Friday. Yeah, you can borrow $10,000. I just need it by March 15th. At 3 o'clock, at 333, you're going to pay me back when I told you to, right? Because there's urgency to it. And that's the same thing that happens when we do these goals. All right. So for the fourth thing, you are going to write how. Now, everything that I'm teaching you is completely science-based. This is all about the law of attraction, vibration, the laws of the universe. And we are just taking advantage of it by sitting down and just really tapping into that feminine energy before we take action. So the first part of this, how this money is going to manifest, I want you guys to write down every single possible way that you could get this amount by this Friday or by the 15th or whatever day that came up for you. And you're going to write, I would have to do X amount of services, or I would have to have X amount of sales in my products. I'd have to do X amount of makeovers, whatever service that you do, and kind of break that down so that you can truly understand of how you can make that money. And I want you guys to get creative with it as well. This is on the line. You need this by that certain day. So if you really had to, could you borrow it from somebody? Who would you borrow it from? Could you go to a bank? Could you open up a credit card? Whatever it is that comes up for you, and I tell you that you need X amount of money by this day, I want you to write that down. Wait, right now, Sharon? Oh, I was like, what? I got so excited.
I have a question for you, though.
Yeah.
I've been studying the law of attraction for like years. I used it when I owned a salon. I've been in the industry for 28 years, and I used it to sell my salon, actually. Mm. So, you know, and I went through I'm just going to be honest. I went through a dark place a few years ago. And when I went through that dark place, I got a vision to start an online business. And, you know, it took me 2 years of, you know, sabotaging myself and not good enough, you know, being online in the online space, because when I had my business, you know, I didn't take a lot of photos and I was always concentrating on my clients because I offered them the ultimate experience in my salon. And so I was always just really concentrating and focused on the client. So I didn't really get into a lot of social media. And so once I came through that dark place and I finally started my online business, and it took me like 2 years, 2020, I really got into what I wanted to do, what I was more in aligned with. And so now I still do hair part-time, but I have a YouTube channel that that really lights me up. It makes me excited.
Mm-hmm. Chills. So,
you know, getting in front of the camera, recording myself was just, ooh, I couldn't even look at myself on the camera. But now I've gotten past that. And so tell me what you feel about, like, you just asked us how. And I know they always say, don't worry about the how. Mm-hmm. But you can still have an idea. And that's, I guess that's why you asked, how would we feel like we could receive that money? So that's why I just put, because that's one of my desires, is to have, you know, some collaborator contracts, some brand contract, maybe product or whatever that may be. But yeah, that's the question about the how.
Yeah. I'm glad that you point that out, and the fact that you were very vulnerable about that, because like you said before, yeah, you don't have to worry about the how. We don't. We just have to get on the frequency that this money is coming to us. But for a lot of us, it's been so long that we've just been programmed to believe that we have to work and all these things. And, you know, once you get really to this point of vibration where you're just automatically attracting things because you put an intention out there and you get on the frequency and you can feel that this is going to happen to you, for you, then you will automatically attract it without doing this part of the exercise. But what this is doing, it's just bringing things to the surface for your brain to believe that it's possible for you. And there's a second part of this how part, because of everything that you're talking about right now. Like, our job is just to get on the frequency. And when I'm working with people one-on-one, I usually go through the exercise to see what kind of manifester they are. Because I am a goal-oriented manifester, I can truly tap into something just because I've seen somebody else do it and I know it's possible for me. But if you are an orient process-oriented manifester, that means that you need to see how this is possible for you in order for you to tap into that frequency, right? Because if you don't have a structured plan and you're like, well, how can I do that? And if you're questioning it, if some part of your body doesn't believe that it's true, then it will not manifest. But if you can tap into the feeling of how awesome it would be if it happened, but also be at peace if it didn't, that's when you will release all of the resistance. And so you can usually tell if you have resistance around something because your body will tell you. I always tell people when they work with me, put your hand on your heart. And when I say, how much money do you want to make this week? Then we kind of just go through the numbers, right? $100 is easy. $200 is easy. $1,000 seems easy. $2,000, you start to feel like the resistance around certain numbers. And then you get the number and then you just break down the resistance. So I love that you pointed this out. So this is the second part of the exercise. I want you guys to now write every possible way that this money could come to you if you did not work. I'd say nothing. Like, you just put this intention out there. That would be really cool. How could $5,000 come to you? How could $600 come to you? How could $10,000 come to you without you working? So I'll give you guys some examples here. Win the lottery is like one thing, but that's just like a possibility, right? You could win the lottery. You could win a giveaway. You could get a grant. You could have somebody who owes you money pay you back. If you're a coach or a mentor, you could have someone make their payment, you know, that they were late on something. that comes up from that room. How could this money come to you without you working at all? Or you could win a lawsuit, guys. This is something where I'm telling you, I love teaching this because the craziest things would happen to me once I was more open and receptive to receiving without me working. You get random checks in the mail from God knows what, just random things that you would never even expect. Buffalo Wild Wings, when I first started doing this, they got sued and I just had to sign this paper and I like got $300 because they got sued like 4 years ago when I worked there, like just random stuff. So when you guys write that down, go ahead and share some in the comments of what came up for you. Huge tax return. Yeah. First thing was the lottery. Tax return. Mess up on your power bill. True story. Yeah, these crazy things. Oh, you know what? Actually, this happened to me the other day. I had this charge in my account for like $7. And I called my bank and apparently they've been charging me for 3 years. And now I'm getting a refund from the $7 charge where they were making me feel stupid for having a claim on it. And now I'm getting a refund from it from 3 years, stuff like that. A business grant. So my husband and children, Sophia, PPP funds come through. Actually, that was another way that money manifested for me. I completely forgot that I applied for something. And this one day I looked at my bank account and I got approved for the PPP loan. Unemployment can fix my OP balance. Okay, yeah. Okay, and again, we're just doing these things so that we can open up our mind to be open and receptive no matter what, right? There's going to be things that happen that we have absolutely no control, right? We can't control when people pay us. We can put out our services. We can open our salon. We can do a product launch, all of these things. But if we are not open and receptive through multiple sources, we are blocking ourselves from other manifestations. And I need you guys to know, no matter what you are doing, whether it's a product launch, coaching, a multi-million dollar app idea, whatever it is, you still need to do this work of getting super clear on how much money you want to make, how much money you want to make, how it's possible for you. And know that no matter what, the money is going to manifest. So my first launch, I was so scared. I did not want to do it, but I set the date. I worked my way backwards. I set my goal for the number that I wanted to manifest for my first launch. And then I got called for the National Guard and had to pick up my stuff at 10 o'clock at night and go work for the National Guard for the riots. And I was super bummed. But I know for a fact that if it is something that is out of my control, I can't control me not going there. I can't control what's going on in the world. Then that is your intuition just guiding you through a different way. And so the reason why I point this out is because one, it was a certain pay that we got, hazard pay. So we got $333 a day. If you guys know me, I'm big on my angel numbers. So that was also a sign that I'm like, oh, okay, I'm supposed to be doing this instead. And then the exact number that I was manifesting for my first launch was the payment that I got from the National Guard. Same number. I said, when I have this money from my launch, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And that's what I got from the National Guard. So the reason why I say that story is because we need to be open and receptive to money coming to us through any type of source, right? No matter what, whether you get enough clients this week or not, whether you get shut down for the third time or not, you're still going to manifest this money. Whether you're working or not, This is why it's so important to have passive income. It's not about the money. It's about being open and receptive to money coming to you through multiple ways. And so that concludes the exercise when it comes to just writing all the stuff down. This is how I've manifested very large amounts, because it is just a building block. Again, if you can do it for $600, you can do it for $1,000, $5,000, $25,000, $1,000,000. It's just a matter of what you believe that is possible for you. So the step here is, or now, is just to just keep doing whatever you're doing, right? Go back to the masculine energy. Now you can go hustle and grind, get all the clients, all that stuff. But this fork is really important, because manifestation comes when you are a balance of both masculine and feminine energy. If you don't know why you're working or how much money you're working towards, you're just going to get burnt out. You need to meet these manifestations halfway and do this work. So now just take action over, as if the money's already here, right? If you already had it, you want to keep asking for it. We're not going to keep asking, is it $10,000 here yet? Is it here yet? Is it here yet? Is it here yet? Because you'll sabotage it. It's already here. It's already yours. And it's just simple as that, is writing it down and putting that intention out there. And so that kind of concludes today's exercise of everything that I specifically coach and mentor on, and how to use the law of attraction to your advantage, because you are always manifesting. I had a couple other things on here. Oh yeah, I wanted to reward you guys for doing this work. I'm super big on rewarding you for showing up for yourself. Like I said before, it starts there. When you start to invest your time and energy to yourself for free, and then you start to attract the people who are going to help get you to the next level. And so I have a 3-day manifesting money workshop where I teach you guys very similar to the steps that I told you in this exercise, but you're actually going to be doing it every single morning for 15 minutes. So 15 minutes, you go through this work. I highly suggest that you pick a new number, because your number that you just manifested is already set and out there into your intentions. And then I also give you guided meditations, which is a huge way to tap into your unconscious mind. And the journal prompts are also a good way. I also give you guys a visualization exercise to go through. So again, these same steps of how I've manifested every single thing in my business, no matter what I was doing, whether it was makeup, coaching, mentoring, bartending, every single thing that I have ever done is from these exercises. So I'm going to give you guys a code so that you can get 20% off this 3-day manifesting money workshop. And it's going to expire in 24 hours. And I always want to remind you guys to take intuitive action. If something feels good, it's the energy behind it, which is going to help you attract more money. So one, I need more testimonies for this thing. So some crazy things are going to happen for you guys. And I really want to know your stories, because it lights me up. And then two, I create every person who goes through this program as an affiliate. So if you like it, you tell someone else about it, you get $11.11. The whole course is $33.33. You guys know I'm big on my angel numbers. Yep. And yeah, so that concludes our exercise for today, but I wanted to leave a little bit of time for some questions, and it doesn't have to be specifically related to money. It can be anything about manifestation.
I love this so much, Anita. Thank you so much for sharing just an overwhelming amount of information on how you have manifested. I just want to share, if you haven't listened to Anita's podcast, one of her earlier episodes is actually my favorite. I think I've listened to all of them now, but one of my very favorite ones, Anita shares a story about manifesting doing makeup for the Oscars. And it's just the coolest story, because again, we've talked really literally about like dollar amounts, but some of the things I think back to, like, I manifested an apartment one time. I manifested my boyfriend. You know, I think about like some of these things that aren't physical dollar amounts, but like still putting that intent into. And your story about putting the intent into doing makeup for the Oscars is just phenomenal. And the number of obstacles that you have to kind of like, okay, now I have to figure this out. Okay, now I have to figure this out. And like not losing sight of that end goal is just amazing. So if you haven't listened to that episode, go all the way back and listen to that one, because it's my favorite one. And then I do have one question. So when you were kind of talking about the different types of manifesting personalities, what is the best way to figure out like what type of manifester you are?
Okay, so I'll ask you the question, but everybody else kind of tune into this too. Lindsay, if I told you that I would give you $1 million if you can make an extra $100,000 without touching, again, any of the income stuff that you have now, would you do whatever it took to get to this goal? Kind of have that mentality, or I'll do whatever it takes? Or would you be more, I just need to see X, Y, and Z plan of how that's possible for me?
No, I would do whatever it takes for sure.
So you are an outcome-oriented process or manifester. So that means that you can still tap into how that would feel to have $1 million without having it or even having a plan, right? And so for you, like having a plan obviously is important. It's going to help your mind truly believe that it's possible. But for you specifically, you're like me. So you can just tap into what's $1 million going to do? It's going to feel good. What's it going to buy you? You know, we don't want the money. We want what the money will allow us to do. And so just get super clear on the things that you do with $1 million and just helps you become more of a vibrational match. So yeah, you're an outcome oriented like me, but there's no right or wrong manifestor either. I always tell people there's no right or wrong. It's just the way that we grew up, you know, that we've seen. So yay.
I love it. Amazing. Before anyone jumps off, let me just, I've been really good about doing this every week. I'm going to take a screenshot for all of us. So if everyone can just smile, take a look at the camera. Perfect. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Awesome. Thank you guys so much. Does anyone else have any questions that they want to ask Anita?
Anita, can you speak to being versus doing?
Yeah. I guess it kind of go hand in hand. This kind of touches on being the highest version of yourself. And I was talking about this in my latest podcast episode. If you guys are going to tune into the episode, the podcast, I would highly recommend my last episode that I just did with a manifesting expert. She's amazing, but she talks about quantum leaping and, what happens when you skip all the steps that tell you it's going to take forever, it's going to be a lot of work, and you kind of step into the version of you that already has everything that you want. Then, so when it comes to being, that is when your reality starts to shift, right? Because the paradigm that we are in right now is everything that we've seen before, right? We've seen everything in our reality, but when you start to switch into a version of you that already has everything that you want to desire, you're no longer asking for $1 million because you already have it, right? You want to keep asking for it, or you're no longer making decisions as if you're a small business owner because now you're a CEO. You're no longer looking at the price tags or whatever it is that you believe this version of you would be doing. You step into that and you start to act from that, that perspective of you, and you will start to attract things into your life. And I truly believe that's how I manifested my last guest, because my video went crazy viral on TikTok and we just became in the same energy. And the first thing that she said when I got on the phone with her, she said that I manifested her. And I think it's just, your reality will start to shift when you stop asking for all the things that you want and you act as if they're already here. So does that help?
Yeah, that helps. Thank you.
Joanna, did you have a question?
Yes, Anita. So I'm a bridal artist, and every time I raise my rates, I always get scared and question, like, is anyone going to hire me at this rate? So I've been setting out higher rates for 2022, and I just got some pushback on it from someone who I thought would have just booked me right away without even questioning. Mm-hmm. So now my mindset has totally shifted, because now I feel insecure about the fact that I'm worth this higher rate, because I thought she would have booked me without even questioning it, and now she's questioning it. So maybe just asking for your opinion on like the approach, because obviously it's a test and I know what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to just stick to my gut and say this is what I'm worth. But this happens to me, and I've been doing this for 8 years. Like, it happens to me every year. Every time I increase my rate, I'm always scared for that initial pushback, which I know I'm going to get. So how do I just like overcome that scarcity mindset of like, I know I'm going to get pushback, and maybe just accept that it's going to happen every time, and I just have to like let it follow through and have faith.
Yeah. Well, I like how you said that you're being tested, because where did you hear that from? I feel like I've said that a million times.
Yeah. I listened to Lacey Phillips' podcast.
Yay. Okay. Yes. I love that you're hearing this, because this is so true. Okay. So first things first, or first question I have for you is, why are you scared?
Just because I'm not really making a lot of money right now, even though I know the money's going to come in. But I think to me, it's just always scary to increase my rates, because I don't know.
So
I keep increasing them. So it's just like a scary, it's like a new number that I haven't put out there yet.
So if somebody gives you backlash, what does that make you feel?
Unworthy.
Like it's not justified.
Right.
I like how you point that out, because one, I always tell people it's not about being positive and happy all the time. It's about being super aware of why we're scared, because your ego is just trying to protect you. Your ego is saying, no, 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 we don't do that. We've never done that before. I've seen that TikTok. We ain't never did that before. But it's true. Your ego is trying to protect you, because your ego is telling you that if you do this, then, and if they say no, then you won't make enough money. And if you don't make enough money, then you won't be able to pay rent. And if you can't pay rent, you're going to get kicked out. And if you get kicked out, you'll be on the streets and then you'll die. Mm-hmm. That's what your ego is doing right now. And that's the reason why every single time that we up level, we feel that stress in our body, that tense in our body, is because our ego is trying to protect us. And so one, it's just about getting super clear on that story of what we're telling ourselves, because if you're telling yourself that somebody thinks, if somebody says no to my number, that means I'm unworthy, then that's going to continue to be the story. But if you start to tell yourself, whether someone says no, or even if they say yes, that you are worthy no matter what, and that this money is going to come to you through multiple ways, no matter what, then it will. That'll become your new paradigm. And so I like how you said you're being tested, because I truly believe like every single time that I've up-leveled my finances or even updating my time schedules, stuff like that, it happens to, you'll start to see little things like this of where you raise your rates and then you get that one person who inquiries and you really think that they're going to like be aligned with you, and then they're not. But one, I like to say that this is a test from the universe saying, do you really want this? Because if you don't, you're like, oh, it's okay. It's not a big deal. It's just one person. Nope, nope, no. Then you're back in that circle. And now the fact that you said no, this is a new standard for me. This is what I'm charging. And this is what my new income is going to be. This is my new reality. Now you're breaking that cycle. And so one, reward yourself for that, because it's not easy. I see a lot of people get stuck in that cycle when it comes to when they make a lot of money. You know, a lot when people get really, really busy, hairstylists, you probably know a lot about this, is when you're really, really busy. I can't take weekends off because I work, but we have our own schedule, right? It's just all about your standards, and you attract your standards. So know that that was a test, and the people who are aligned with you are going to start to align with you, and also be your ideal customer. I always tell people, if you're not being your ideal customer, you're not going to attract it, right? If you're looking at people and you're wondering, ooh, how much are they? Maybe I can't afford it. Oh, maybe it's too much. Then that's what you're attracting, right? But when you start to step into that version of yourself, no matter what, I don't care how much it is, I'm getting my makeup done by the best makeup artist, you know, that's what you attract. And I've had people work with me that have just completely found me last minute, or they have stumbled across my podcast and wanted to work with me exact amount just because they were operating at the frequency, and then you attract that. So hope that helped.
Definitely.
That makes so much sense. I think that's something, I think a lot of times that's a common fear for all of us as independent artists, especially because we're the ones, we're the person saying, this is what we're worth, this is what we're charging, this is what our pricing is. And so there's so much wrapped up in that process that can be overwhelming and kind of open up some of our kind of deeper insecurities in our business for sure. And I think everyone can connect to that and relate to that feeling. Amazing. I could just talk to all of you, and I'm sure all of you could talk with Anita for an entire hour on your own. Anita, you mentioned your workshop. So that will be recapped on our blog, and then we'll also do a link in our Instagram with that for IBP members. So if you can share that with me, and I will share that, pass that along with everyone, 24 hours. So don't sit on this, hesitate on it. And then also I just wanted to remind everyone, we are also hosting next weekend with Haley, the resilient hairdresser. We are going to be focusing on self-love through self-care. So as we've kind of throughout February talked about finances and all of the different forms of kind of self-care through our financial impact, now we're kind of shifting into the headspace. Haley was on our virtual happy hour in January. If you didn't catch that, go check out the recap on the blog. She was amazing. So she's going to be on, again, this is for IBP members and IBP guest list only. So a discounted rate, a full 2.5 hours with Haley. She's actually based in the UK. So she's going to be staying up a bit late for all of us, and it'll be early here in the States. So if you have any questions about that, please reach out. Let me know. We can get you all set up. And again, Anita, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. And I really appreciate all of your information.
Thanks again for tuning in today's episode. I hope you got a lot out of the work that we did today. And if you followed along with us, please make sure that you reach out to our team and tell us any of your amazing results that have manifested from doing this work. We love sharing your stories on our podcast and on our social media platform. So be sure to share your story with us via social media. You can reach out to us on Instagram at Makeup Mentor Podcast, or you can email us at info@makeupmentorpodcast.com. Like I said before, I am super happy and grateful to work with those who are truly ready to step into their full potential. And if you have not already heard the full episode from Kathleen Cameron of how she quantum jumped from $3,000 to $300,000 in 1 year, I highly recommend that you do so, because she is actually going to be one of the speakers in the next round of the Makeup Mentor Mastermind. So the doors officially open Monday, February 22nd. You guys know I love my angel numbers 222, and they are going to be closing on February 27th at midnight. We are only working with those who take intuitive action, because that is where the shift comes from. So if this is for you, go to the show notes right now and sign up for the next round of the Makeup Mentor Mastermind. Super excited to work with those who are ready, and I will see you guys in the next episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Makeup Mentor Podcast. If this episode resonated with you, if it helped educate you, or it just changed your perspective in any way, shape, or form, please stop what you're doing right now, take a screenshot, and tag me on Instagram at the Makeup Mentor Podcast, and you will be rewarded with a free journal prompt just for sharing. Or you can head over to my website and learn about working with me one-on-one, breaking down those money blocks, taking your business to the next level, and possibly even being a guest on the show. Thank you guys again so much for listening to this episode, and we will see you next week.